Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, so we're nominated for an award from the Blogosphere, and we're really, really excited. So if you want to vote for us, there's a link in our bio. We can't say the link out loud because it's very awkward to get to, but we'll put the link in our bio on our Instagram, so please go to it. We'll put it on Twitter as well. All you have to do is put your email, and you don't have to vote for every category if you don't know who the people are, but you get to page two, and it says Podcaster of the Year. And we're on there, so please give us a cheeky vote. We really appreciate it. So yeah. Whoop, whoop. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jazz.
Yeah. Another week, another episode. How are you, Jazz?
I'm good. I think, okay, we kind of spoke about it in our Love Island episode 2. Thank you to everyone for the love on the episode. Mm. It seems like everyone's enjoying the little mini-sodes, which is cool. Because we're enjoying it as well.
Yeah, it's
like,
fun.
Yeah, it's fun just talking about a show that we both love. But men be menning.
Oh, what happened?
No, because when I'm watching Love Island, like, yeah. I'm genuinely feeling sick.
Oh, no. But we have to save this tea for the next Love Island catch-up.
But it's like, I feel like it's seeped out into
your actual life.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, like wow. I feel like this is men. That is men.
Yeah.
It's an accurate reflection.
Mm. However, on the episode you said that it's a reflection of dating life. I don't know if you said specifically for black women.
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, you didn't. Okay, cool. Because people were saying it on Twitter, and I was like, I don't think I agree.
Mm.
I don't think a black woman would, if she knew she was like wanted to be toasted, she wouldn't go to a space where it's predominantly white men.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you go? Like,
no, she wouldn't.
Especially a space where they're known to like blondes. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, people, oh, this is dating in the UK. No, it's not. You can go to DLT. I'm not saying that guys that find you attractive, you're not going to have hurdles and stuff, or there's going to be, you know, they may not be nice guys, but they will find you attractive. That's, I don't know, people acting as if like it's impossible for black women to find love.
Yeah, no.
That period.
I think...
No, I don't think that's true, but okay.
I think in the modern age, I think that men have way too many options that they don't deserve.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant when I said it's a reflection of the dating scene, because these guys in house, it's like they're waiting for the green grass.
Yeah, the next best thing.
Yeah, the next best thing.
Quote unquote upgrade of what they have.
Yeah, exactly.
Lol.
You know when Wes said, could I be happier?
Mm.
That is literally their mentality. And I think that seeps down into the dating scene.
Mm. But you could say that about everything. Like, I could literally be, you could say that until the cows come home, like, about every single dating, every single person you're dating. Also, where do you get the confidence? Because some of you guys that are saying that, you don't look.
Okay, this was an unnecessary drag.
No, but you don't look. That's what I'm not going to finish off the sentence. But you don't look. And then you don't look like, you have the confidence to even think, I can still do better.
But in some ways, is that our fault? Because why are we giving these guys the confidence to even make it out as though, oh, I can do better than you? Like, why are we allowing them to have so many options?
Do you know what? Yeah, I think.
What? Please. All of us. Stop entertaining these guys.
But it's like you entertain a guy, you think, oh, he's nice. Mm. And you're in a relationship with him, you gas him up. Next thing you know, he thinks he's better than you. And you're thinking, oh my gosh. And you're thinking, I even think you're clapped. But I low-key gave you a chance. Also, I just, yeah, it's just, I don't, I forgot my point. But yeah, I don't know.
It's a sorry state of affairs.
Mm.
And I think me, I feel like I attract these emotionally unavailable or emotionally, what do they call it? Unintelligent. Is that the word?
Yes. That's what they call these people. Emotionally unintelligent. They're definitely emotionally unintelligent.
Yeah. Like that is, like why?
When you say attract, do you mean like, because sometimes I think it's quite bad to say that.
I know.
It's as if you're saying,
I know.
You're the reason why you're getting
these people. I've been thinking.
So I don't think you should say that.
I've been thinking about that
and
recently
also,
as well. But
it's like, do you attract them? Because it's like, what is it? Is it a pattern? Because you can say no to these people. You can say, I don't want to progress anymore. But it's as if you're kind of being like, well, this is what I attract. So this is kind of like where my relationship status, these are the kind of people that it's going to have to go with.
Yeah.
But that's not true. You deserve better.
Yeah. I've accepted and I've come to a point where I'm like, this is not what I want. But I just feel like, please leave me alone as well.
100%.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, why is it that you know you can't provide what I want or whatever it is I need, but yet you want to still be in my space? Like, just go away, kind of thing.
I hear you. You can't entertain them. Like, honestly, there's something that we have to, even if you don't feel it, you have to pretend you're a bad bitch.
Mm.
You have to pretend that you don't give a fuck. You have to pretend like you are irritated. You are almost, you have to actually pretend that you're actually above them. I know this sounds really strange, but you actually have to.
Mm.
Because I feel like when you don't, and we see this on Love Island, I don't want to talk too much because I really don't want to spoil the next episode. You have to act as if you're the baddest motherfucking bitch walking on this earth. Because the moment they think, oh, she's giving me the time of day, I really feel like I could kind of like cohorts or whoops her mindset, or like, oh, it's as if like, you know, she needs me.
Mm.
And it's like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? You can't even pay your full meal.
Yeah.
You can't even tell me, you can't even be straight as to what this is. Who the fuck are you?
Mm.
And I should come
you
and-
You can't even speak with chest.
Mm. You really have, to the point where they say, that girl stush, you know, that's where you need to get to. That's where you need to get to. You have to, because I feel like with some people, they love to walk all over people when they think, oh, this person is nice and they can like, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, they will entertain it. No.
Mm.
And I even hate that nice people or people who are welcoming to people have to pretend that we are stush in these kind of situations just so you can leave us alone. But we have to. I'm so sorry.
Mm.
We have to pretend.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I feel like this is what these are what these girls do, where these rubbish guys come to them and they're thinking, do you think I am? Do you know who I am? Are you fucking mad? Honestly, that's why these guys go, oh, girls think they're too buff. Yes.
Mm.
Yes, precisely. And that's exactly how we're going to keep it.
Mm.
Because you need to match her level. You probably need to match her level. You can't come on a dusty thing and think she's going to lower it down for you. Because guys do this thing where, we always say guys do this thing where women, we always see potential.
Yeah, definitely. All the time. Guys never.
We always say this. Men never go out and see a girl with premium nail hair and say, oh, do you know what? I'm going to level her up and get her Brazilian.
Mm.
We see a guy wearing, I know some girls, remember when we were chatting to those girls one time. One time, me and Jazz were being interviewed by these lovely ladies and they were telling us how they don't go out with guys with non-branded shoes. Mm. We know a lot of girls that will take a guy with non-branded shoes, level him up, get him like, what's it?
Adidas.
Exactly, Adidas. Giuseppe's. Mm. What's Kanye's shoe called again?
Yeezer.
Do you know what I mean? We will do that, but a guy will never say, oh, she's only wearing PLT, let me level up to House of CB. Never. But we always see potential. You have, I'm so sorry, right now we have to find a guy
we need to forget the potential.
And when I say potential, I'm not talking about, oh, he doesn't have a really, really good job. Mm. Or he doesn't
hold on. Yeah, is it a bad thing? This is
up to you. If that's you, then that's
no,
you, innit?
No, do you know why I'm struggling? Because I think, in a way, is it a bad thing that we think, okay, like this can work. I can see it working.
But in what capacity? But it's like... Yeah.
I don't think with personality traits and all of that stuff, a man is not going to change. You cannot change
a man.
But
people think they do, Jazz. Mm. People think they do. They're like, oh, you know, he at least buys me stuff. But, you know, he does ignore me and he does air my messages. But he does buy me stuff. So I'm like, sis. Yeah,
that kind of stuff, I don't think...
What is the potential you're
seeing?
Yeah,
you can't see.
Oh, he's having an off day. We all have fucking off days. Yeah. We work 9 to 5.
Mm.
We all have off days. You're making too many excuses.
Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you mean with personality. But I feel like personality is the one people accommodate for the most.
Mm.
I feel like... And then it's more so people accommodate for personality more so than what is the job saying?
Mm.
What is their drip saying? Those are the things that turn people off ASAP. And I get that because sometimes drip is like, and how you carry yourself, that's first and foremost.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes I hear people like, oh, I can't date a guy if he's not on like 50K. Are you on 50K? I'm sorry. Yes, I understand the disparity and the gender pay gap. I get it. But you're 25, you're asking your man to be, and who's also 25, to be on 50K.
Mm.
Are you on 30K?
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
To even be... Why are you... No, but...
I know.
So, no, because that's what I hear a lot. And it's not even like a Twitter thing. I've heard this in real life. Like, oh, no, I can't date a guy if he's not on that this salary.
That's mad.
And I get it to some degree. Let's say you both have kids or you both need to work hard. I don't even know. Whatever. Cool. But when it's kind of like for drippy, we're normal people, you know? We're not celebrities. No, because I think some of you people see... Is it Jada Kiss?
How can you say Jada Kiss?
Who are these people?
Oh, Jada Wader.
Is that her name?
Little Babies.
All these people and...
Little Babies Baby.
Aaliyah J.
Le Baby.
Le Baby. Le Baby, Le Baby. Le Baby.
Why do you sound so good saying it?
Cause I'm like Pedro. Yeah.
A duo.
Mine didn't even complete what the duo was. Just man said I'm duo. I was gonna say Dua Lipa. I said I'm duo. That video was jokes.
Absolutely jokes.
Those people are so adorable.
Lil Baby, but why was Lil Baby standing like that as well? They both look like a dick.
I was like, they're being so lovely to you. Like, welcome them. They're being so cute. I love how they
I'm actually
do you know I love that they didn't say little bit. They literally said it in their I think it's Lil. It must be Lilo in French. But I love how they didn't even like translate it. They literally said it how they were gonna say it. I love that. I
Le
love
baby.
That. Love that. I honestly that really made my day. I thought that was so cute. But yeah, he was looking around so bamboo. Also, that was the first time I saw what Lil Baby looks like.
No way.
I think I've seen his face, but I've never seen his full body.
Okay, I get you.
I was like, oh my God, I didn't know you looked like this. I could easily pass him in the street.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's like so distinctive. I feel like once you see his face, you'll never forget it.
I think a lot of these people, like, I get confused with all, I've said this many times, I get confused with all these. What were we talking about again?
Jada Wader, that people think they're...
People think, and I wish I was joking, and it's okay if you do want to live that lifestyle.
Mm.
But you're not... You're,
sorry, I'm still laughing at the baby in my head.
I feel like all I do is be rude on this podcast, but I do think some of us were on like an average salary and we live an average life, but we still think that we're Jada.
Yeah.
We're not on this, like, oh, he needs to buy me this, that. Sis, you're not Jada. And that's okay.
Mm.
It's okay. You will get your Hermes bag.
Yeah.
You will. One day. But not you can't get it right now.
Yeah, you can't ask for that from a 22-year-old. Come on. Come on, sis.
However, this is not an excuse for guys to be like, oh, I'm not on the salary, so I can't get her what It's easy to shop for girl. It's actually very easy.
Oh, so sim- do you know how happy a girl would be if you just got her foundation? Like, no banner. Mm-hmm. If you just got her a Too Faced foundation, mm-hmm. happy. Huda Beauty mm-hmm. powder, mm-hmm. happy.
And there's no excuses. There's a website called Find Your Match. So if you go to her room and you see her foundation, mm-hmm. you type in that colour, you can find other foundations, find mm-hmm. other stuff that can complement her skin tone. Look at her favourite influencers. What are mm-hmm. they? What are they promoting? Buy that stuff for her.
Headband, so wig.
Exactly. Bundles.
That's 14 inches. You mm-hmm. can get that for like, what, £50 mm-hmm. from AliExpress?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. It's so hard to buy gifts for men.
It is. With girls, it's like you could just say to anything. Your girl, listen, put three heels in your ego basket, I'll buy them for you.
Yeah.
Come. Just guys, if you're listening to this podcast and you got a girl, say that on a random day. Not even three, put two if you're struggling. Cool. Yeah. Put two.
Even one.
Put one.
Yeah.
Babe, what shoes you want from Ego today? Today.
Yeah.
Ego are always doing sale. Always. £24 shoe. Mm-hmm. You're not spending more than £30 on a website.
No way. You're not. No man on
it. Buy her a shoe. It doesn't, and then she can wear it when she goes out. She's like, oh, he really bought this for me. Yes. Mm. You don't have to buy her the most expensive shoe.
What's that one called? The one with the bottoms, the red bottoms.
Louboutins.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be Louboutins. Huh?
I didn't buy it. I got gifted.
You got gifted Louboutins?
Yeah. Not in an influential way. I worked with them like last year, December.
Hold on. Because I'm seeing with royalty right now. What's going on?
It's not royalty.
You got gifted Louboutins?
I know. No, the trainers, yeah, I know, it's mad.
You got gifted Louboutins?
Louboutins, yeah.
Do you know, for the longest time when I was growing up, I thought they were just saying Louis Vuitton a different way.
Louis Vuitton?
Yeah. Like when rappers used to sing about right. Louboutins, I used to think they were saying Louis Vuitton.
Oh, okay, I got you. Exactly, you don't have to buy her red bottoms.
Yeah.
Maybe buy it in the future, but you don't have to buy it for her right now. Like if you can, buy it. But like, I don't know, I just feel like people compromise on the salary thing as if a salary can't grow.
Yeah. Salary can always grow.
Well,
personality, that's harder to grow.
Right, yeah.
Very hard to grow. Yeah, it's just been a very strange time. Mm. Like, I'm really put off men.
Mm.
Like, very much so.
Mm.
What else did I want to talk about this week?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What do you think of thought shit?
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it if I was going out, though. I don't want this to... Why do you like it?
I've been enjoying it, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Also, remember a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about being super extroverted, and I was like, oh, like they drain, like I feel drained, mm. like when I'm around a super, super, super extrovert.
Mm.
That very same day,
mm.
I got drunk, had unlimited Prosecco, and I became that person.
What, extrovert?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Super.
Wow. So as in,
you would have been like, shut the...
Oh, my God.
Damn. That's what...
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Mm.
It's so bad. I mean, I think I'm a good drunk. Like, I'm not aggressive. Mm. I'm not... anything like that.
Mm.
But I was just...
Waved.
Mm. Waved beyond belief.
Oh, wow. What happens to the best of us?
Blackout.
Mm.
Blackout season. From Prosecco.
Oh, no. But you didn't eat that much.
Prosecco is a creeper. Yeah. I had... What did I have? Forgot what I even ate.
Yeah.
Forgot. But yeah.
It's fine. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I was just like, how the tides have turned, boy. I am that annoying drunk.
But you don't have to, you're not that annoying drunk. It happened once, you know? Unless you want to be that annoying drunk, then fair do you live your best life?
No, I didn't plan on it. I really didn't. But yeah, I didn't even make it home that night.
Yeah, I was scared.
Yeah, no. I was scared. what else did? Well, there was someone that we spoke to. I don't even know if we can find.
Oh yeah,
it
is this the dilemma?
Yeah, there's a dilemma, and there's also the six-figure person.
Yeah, I've got that too. Yeah. Alrighty. I've got the dilemma. I'll put it up, please. Bear with me. Okay, so hi, I was just wondering if you guys could give advice or discuss this topic on the podcast. I'm 16 and I've started working at a job less than 4 weeks. And one of the newly promoted managers has already said the N-word. It made me feel so uncomfortable. She's white. I'm the only non-white person in the workplace and I don't know what to do or how to deal with it. I would appreciate any advice. And then she goes on to say, my dad's advice was to say nothing. I'm not sure any advice would be appreciated. Then she said the best crack is this woman's has a mixed race son. This girl must be from like Manchester because she said the best crack.
Yeah.
That's jokes. I'm so sorry, sis. Yeah. If I'm going to be honest with you, quit that job, man. Quit that job.
It's so shitty because... I think I asked her if she has like a HR or anything, but she said she works in a restaurant. So it's all very much like a, like there's no backup. There's no going to HR.
There's no one you can go to.
Yeah, there's no one you can go to kind of report.
What would you do in that situation?
As me, as a 28-year-old, I would honestly.
Why did you say you were 29 the other day?
Because I'm nearly 29. I'm going to be 29 in September. I'm like, oh, I might as well get used to it from now. Sometimes I forget my age. I think I would literally just say, excuse me, what did you say? And then...
But what would you say now? Now it's past. Because sometimes when you have these things happen to you, it's a shock.
Yeah, it is a shock.
Especially when you're so young.
If
it was me, I'd be like, what did you say, nigga? I would repeat it.
Yeah.
If it's now, even like now at my big age, I'm willing to lose a job.
Yeah.
Am I willing to lose a job?
I think it depends on the job, isn't
Wait,
it?
Wait, let me
it
see. Did they say it to her? Because I even think that's even, I don't know, even said in my premises.
But my issue is that she thinks that, I'm saying she thinks, I don't know what this lady is thinking, but I'm guessing that because she has a mixed race son, she somehow thinks that gives her the right to say it.
And just in case you don't know, it doesn't give you the rights. In fact, it's even more reason for you to stand the fuck up.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. So if I was you, honestly, I would take her to the side and be like, look, the other day you said this and it made me uncomfortable. It's not appropriate for you to say it made me feel like this. I would appreciate it if you don't say it again, around me at least. And from there, most people, I would expect, especially someone like her, she's going to take it to heart. She's going to become defensive. Yeah, she's going to become defensive. So I would even activate your tears immediately. Activate your tears before she activates hers.
In fact, even cry before you even meet her.
Cry. Yeah. And even what I'll do as well, cry to everyone around her first. So say, oh, the other day she really made me feel like this. She said this. Cry. Cry to everyone.
Definitely.
Before you talk to her. Because then her ears will prick up.
Yeah.
You have to play them at their own game.
Yeah, I do think you should quit. I think it depends how much you need this job. If it's like a part-time job and it's like, okay, I'm getting some money here and there. If it's like you need this job, like it's really, really important, it's there to your, it's like really, really essential, I think you need to start handing out your CVs. It's so sad that we have to be the ones to leave when people are being racist. But just for your peace of mind, because you don't know what she's going to say next. You don't know what she's going to do next. And it's, you said it made you uncomfortable. So I think start handing out your CVs for your own peace of mind. Start handing them out. And when I say hand them out, you hand them out as if you know you're going to leave. So at least have something patterned. Then go to her. This is what I would do anyways. Then go to her and be like, listen, you said the N-word. I'm going to go to the police. I'm joking. Because once you say that. No, but you say to her, you said the N-word. That made me really uncomfortable. If you don't know I'm black. Or if you're mixed race. I'm mixed race. If you can't see. Yeah, I am. Say that to her. And then just be like, can you understand? You have to say to her, can you understand why that made me uncomfortable? Pause, wait for her to say anything. At the same time, you're 16. So maybe you don't want to be so confrontational. But if you are, this is what you should say to her. Like, so just say to her, listen.
But please, everything. While you're saying this, please be crying.
Yeah, be crying. But also, you do need to make sure that you're aware of how she's going to react. She may not. Because sometimes we say things to people and we imagine they're going to react like, oh, I'm so sorry. She may not apologize. So you may have to get used to, you may have to accept that she may not apologize. She may say, oh, I thought it was okay because I have a mixed race son.
Or she might say, oh, I say it all the time.
Yeah.
Or I have black friends.
Oh, God. Or I didn't say it to you. But you just have to be like, do you know what? Let me just accept. Because unfortunately, we live amongst racists. So it's I'm not saying in the way like it is acceptable, but it's like, you may not get a sorry from this woman. And if you want to escalate, you can go to the police. You can report it.
Yeah.
I don't know what much the police can do. But you can report if someone said a racial slur, especially if it was said to you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Also, you know, you're 16. Please go and get a job at, you know, you're working at a restaurant. Those jobs are really tasking.
Yeah.
Go and find really at New Look.
Yeah. But it's also tasking in its own way. But, just please keep your head up. I know it's not easy. I don't know how I would deal with it, honestly, if my first job, I experienced this. I don't know what I would do.
Because you just put you off even going to work.
Yeah, definitely. Especially so young. Like that is like a real big shock to the system. But definitely, I don't think you should just let it go. I think, you know, have conversations. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
But then at the same time, if you don't want to say anything to her, don't say anything. Don't feel pressured. Like, because I know sometimes people love to say this stuff like, oh my God, go and speak your mind. I'm thinking.
I just mean in the sense of she shouldn't shut up and.
Oh no, I don't mean you, but like sometimes, like, let me even think of an example. I can't find an example, but let's say I work at a workplace and a racist incident happened. Let's say like the H&M thing happened with the coolest monkey in the playground. Everyone is expecting all the black people to say something. Okay, but what about the white people?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like the most junior, and it's often black people at the most junior level. So I should speak up. I don't even work at this department. I don't even see it go live. But I should speak up. Okay, but now I've said something now, but they've ignored me. Because that's often what happens. Yeah, I think, I don't even know. Sometimes I feel like some people are like, oh, we should speak up, we should go against these racists. Sometimes I know what these racists are going to say. It's like one time I was working somewhere and I was managing the social media accounts of someone and they were typing the N-word in the search bar.
What?
And I don't know why, but it came up, because usually I didn't even know this happens, but when you manage social media accounts on Instagram, whatever the person types, you will see. I didn't know that.
Okay.
So let's say I, on Black Girls Living account, I typed Drake.
Yeah.
You'll probably be able to see it.
Okay.
This person was typing nigger with ER, nigger, nigger, nigger.
What?
Yeah.
Did you know who it was?
Yeah, of course I did. And then someone else saw it and said, what the hell is this? That person was acting shocked. I did my eye like this. I had one eye closed. I just looked up. I said, don't worry, I see you.
What the absolute
fuck? Yeah. I see you. We work amongst racists. Not anymore, but like in the past, we work around.
What the hell?
We work amongst racists, yeah.
God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how terrifying is that?
I know.
Fuck's sake.
I wasn't even shocked because I knew exactly. Yeah.
That is terrifying. So, yeah, we have also, remember a few episodes ago, we said that we would love to speak to someone who is on six figures, mm-hmm. just to kind of know, like, what they're about and what life is like. So I'll read out a bit. It says,
yeah, we had a really lovely listener who she voice noted us at first, didn't she? What was I going to say? We had a really lovely listener who gave us so much insight into what it's like to be on six figures,
mm-hmm.
which is really, really insightful because we were like, how does it really change you?
Mm.
Because I know a few people on it. Some people have changed. Some people live relatively the same life.
Mm.
But as well, we wanted to also hear from a black person. But we're going to keep this person anonymous to respect their privacy. But they were kind enough to answer some of our questions because we wanted to relay the information to you lot. So yeah. Take it away, Jasmine.
So yeah, the first message they sent us, it said, so I work as a software developer in finance. I've been there for 7 years since graduating and I'm currently on 90k base salary plus a bonus.
Ooh.
Bonus ranges based on a lot of things, but it's usually at least 10%. It's a lot of money and I'm super grateful for it, but it defo comes with headaches. Background, I come from a really low income background to immigrant parents who had free school meals in school. It's pretty much the typical story. Parents worked shit jobs and stressed the importance of studying hard and working hard. I then went on to do maths and sciences A-levels, then picked to do computer science at uni, having never done it before. First time I coded was at uni. The pros of a high-paying job, get to save a lot, get to help my family with their financial needs, being able to eat healthily and can afford to live in a flat alone.
Hmm.
The cons, working a meaningless job where people don't respect you, that is sad as fuck.
But that's what I do.
I'm finished. Not really chasing my passion full time. I do it as a side hustle. Feeling like I'm wasting my talents to pay the bills. Family grows dependent on you for everything.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what's so funny? Why do the cons sound like shit I go through now? And I'm not even on half of that. What is life?
I know. Life is just banter. And they said, even though I earn bears, I live really minimal. My biggest luxury is the flat I rent alone. I spend $1,100 on that. Other than
Wait. 1,100?
Yeah, 1,100.
Okay. That's even really good, actually.
It is. Other than that, I scrimp because I'm aiming to leave my job and be financially free.
Amen. Wow.
I try to save 2 to 3K every month, investing 1K of that into stocks and shares ISAs.
Wait, where's the rest of the money going? I'm so nosy. Sorry, where is the rest of the money going?
I'm not planning on buying a property in London because I'm not too comfortable with such a big debt when I'm not happy at work.
Fair dues.
All in all, my advice would definitely be to do what you love and make money that way than spend your life doing something you hate to pay the bills. Lifestyle creep is real.
But what?
And no amount of money thus far has felt enough. Wow.
Who is happy with their job? No. Not to this woman, not to this person.
Yeah.
But like who? Have you ever met anyone who goes, oh yeah, I like my job?
It's very rare. I genuinely think only, mm-hmm. not even only, but it's mainly creatives that are happy in their job.
I don't even think so.
You don't think so? I feel like they're the only ones.
Well, like, as in creative jobs, as in like working in the media type of creative jobs. Because I think they hate their lives. Because especially if you're black, like the racism is even on a different level. What kind of creative? What like?
I feel like videographers, for example, photographers, people like that, I feel like they are the ones that are
passionate.
Yeah, the ones that are making money from their passions. I feel like those are the people that are happiest, I guess.
Okay.
Obviously, everyone is going to have cons about their job. I genuinely think you can't run away from that.
Mm.
There's going to be cons in every role. But yeah, I agree with you. Like, I don't think
who, like, who wakes up in the morning going,
yeah,
I just love it here.
Yeah, I can't wait to go into the office. Can't wait to have my Zoom meeting.
Well, some people do love to want to be in the office right now.
I don't get that. I really don't.
If you do, keep it to yourself, because not all of us are in the same boat as you.
Gosh.
Next thing you know, the office is open because of what you said.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Why are they trying to force this open office agenda as well? Close it. Keep them closed.
But yeah, I did think that was a really interesting money diary that we received. And like lifestyle diary. I think it's mad that I saw this tweet actually, and I was so against it. And I was like, and nobody else was against it. And I was like, here you are again, Victoria, with your problematic views. It was like, if you make a high salary, you should take care of your family. And no, your family should be dependent on you and your friends should be too. I said, what? Friends? Yeah. They were like, if you're going out to eat or holidays, what?
So
you
every
should
time,
pay.
Okay.
I don't, listen, my dad still thinks I'm on 23K. And he's still, and if you see the amount of money my dad asks me for. But no, because you just, I'm sorry, I can't allow people to be comfortable with me.
No.
Do you know what?
It's too much pressure and responsibility. That's mad.
Do you know that quote? It is very mad. Do you know that quote? If you don't put yourself first, how can people even, if you don't fill your cup up first, how can people even take from it?
Mm.
Do you know how real that is? Like, in a sense of, if I don't make 50K, how, when you ask me randomly, can I have £500? Where's the £500 coming from if I'm not making 50K?
Mm.
Where is it coming from randomly? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I can't lie. In this life, I think, especially as a woman, the wage gap, especially as a black woman, I have to be a bit greedy. For now.
You have to be.
But I saw friends. I said, nah, sorry, maybe.
But who?
But, you know, just,
but who said that? I really need to know who said that madness and who is agreeing with it.
Bare people agreeing. People are like, oh my God,
you're
so
all
true,
leeches.
So
I'm not going to lie. You're all leeches. And I said what I said. If you disagree, say it on your own pod.
It's so true. It's so true. Like, they were like, yeah, like, you know, if you want to go out for someone's birthday, you should pay. If you want to go out, I was like, fuck you.
I promise you, if any of my friends were, do you know, you wouldn't see me anywhere.
Mm.
Don't even invite me anywhere. Mm. I'm not going.
The only way you would see me paying for if I was on Drake's money. That's the only way.
No, but it's facts.
But even that,
how can you just say that your friend is on a high salary? So by high salary, yeah. I'm just thinking, let's say 100K, but you think...
Even 50, could be a high salary.
Yeah, it's true. No, honestly, high salary for me is anything from 30 up. Mm. I think that's a high salary.
So my on 30K, I should be paying you your bills.
You're literally saying, when we go on holiday, I should be footing everything. Are you insane?
No, fuck off. I'm sorry.
Like, I don't have dreams and goals that I want to achieve.
But I should put it on hold because I'm firming the racism at this shitty job where they're paying me well. So I should foot the bill for you. Everyone is mad.
Everyone is mad.
But I do think the family thing's mad. And then you get situations where some parents are like, why haven't you moved out? Or why don't you have this way? Because you've fucking taken all my money. You've taken all my money.
Mm.
Or like siblings who were like, oh, I need this, I need that, I need this. And then they have like younger sibling syndrome where they're like, you are basically my parent.
Mm.
So you have to give me everything you own. And it's like, who the fuck is doing that for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got to do that for me. So that's why I have to be greedy.
It's actually hard out here, man.
But that's why I feel like when I have a kid, and I'm sure you feel this, Jazz. Mm. I feel like that's probably where my selflessness. I'm very, very selfless. I can never say that word. I think I am. I think this was the year where I said, fuck everybody. I'm so sorry.
Mm.
I'm so sorry to y'all because y'all been taking off me.
Yeah.
All my life I had
but
to
you
fight.
You had to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I have a kid, I feel like that's when I'm going to be like, do you know what? You need this? Cool. You need this? Cool. You need this? Cool. Mm. I feel like I can really be like, I don't mind my money just flying at my account. It's going to pain, but I feel like I won't mind. But like, when it's like my sibling who literally could get a job himself, he's like, oh, but I need this.
Yeah.
When I was your age, and I hate to be like my parents, but when I was your age, I was even paying for the internet bill.
I know.
Also, another thing I don't like is when people ask me for money and I say I don't have it, and then they say, oh, now I can't go to thingy. I don't give a fuck.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
They try to get you.
My mom does it the most. She called me one time. She was like, oh, I need £100 for something. I said, mom, I don't have £100 right now. She goes, oh, no, I can't buy these glasses. What am I going to do? Mom, I don't have... No, just first thing I said to her, mom, I don't have £100 right now.
Yeah.
I can give it to you next week, but I don't have it right now. What do you want me to do? Then she said, oh, no, I can't buy these glasses. Then she said, how do you not have £100? And then I said, how do you not have £100?
Wow, the way you must have been holding your lips.
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
And the thing is, when with people that want money, they always find someone else to get the money from.
Yeah, they do.
Because she called my brother.
Oh, okay.
And I wish I gave him the heads up, because he called him and he was like, oh, I need money. And he was tired. I was like, do you want me to take it? And I don't have a problem giving my parents money, but it's like, or my siblings when they need it, but it's like, don't. Or not even just...
Don't try to guilt trip.
Even friends is what it's like. When people look at you like you're the... Oh, this one annoys me. When people look at you like you're the second option. No, not even second. First option even. Like, as if like, I need to pattern £200. Vic will give it to me.
Yeah.
Then I'll... Are you sick? Why couldn't Vic use her £200?
Or people like use you as part of their planning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's a real madness in that. And maybe I'm doing life wrong. Maybe I need to start doing that. Maybe I would have been further in life. Maybe I would have had nicer things by now. If I said, okay, I want a Louis V bag. Jazz will give me 200. Ikram will give me 500. Because Ikram's got a high paying job. Jazz has got a high paying job. Do you know what I mean? If I started thinking this way, because what do people do? Once they find out how much you earn, or they think they know, okay, Jazz is taking home 3K. If just allocates a grand to me, you're mad. Everybody's mad. Everybody's fucking mad. This is why we don't have pay transparency. This is why we don't have pay transparency. Because everyone's fucking mad.
It's so true. There's people out there. I still can't get over that. That there's people out there saying, oh, because you're on a high salary, you should pay for
I wish I screenshot it. But the thing is, when I saw it, I was going to reply. When I saw everybody agree, I said, Vic, you're just going to get drunk today.
That's one of the tweets where I would see, and I would expect the ratio to be mad. I would expect literally the quote tweets to be, I can't believe it.
Yeah, they were like, don't be selfish with your money, give to your friends and family. Yeah, but don't rely on me.
Okay, but who is giving to me?
That's the real question. Nobody. It's my job.
Yeah, who?
And my side hustles.
Who is giving to me?
Ah,
wow. Sorry, just to add, because we asked this person some questions. Question one, what's it really like being on your salary? Do you think people treat you differently, whether it be work, friends, family? Being on my salary is stressful. It makes you feel like people see you as money when they know how much you make.
See you as money.
Yeah. Or they treat you like shit when they don't know how much you make. I started to clock the latter more when I started working. Staff at restaurants and shops in and around my office are really nice to me. But when I go back to my ends, security follow me around Tesco.
Wow. The racism don't leave.
Yeah. I also live in a trendy area. So a lot of people that have recently moved into the area give off disgusting vibes. Gentrification.
Wow.
Their body language changes only when I speak or say what I do, which is weird. Family and friends also treat you differently when they know you make a lot. I've had friends do things like show up to 10-day vacations, plural, with £200 spending money. And expect
you're going back home to the UK. You're going back home to the UK.
I'll pay for your flight home. and expecting me to pay for stuff they wanted to do, like tour the whole country. Shit. I've also had a partner try to coerce me into buying stuff for them literally weeks before they broke up with me. Mm. I refused.
They're going to hell.
Parents end up depending on you because times are hard right now with rent prices in London. This makes it hard to make your own career decisions and chase your dreams. Mm. On the one hand, you're miserable. But on the other hand, your parent wouldn't be able to make ends meet without your support.
Jesus.
I also put a lot of pressure on myself to work harder to get out of what I'm doing mm-hmm. and into something I enjoy because it's depressing for myself and my partner. My partner sees my passion and talent for various things and doesn't like seeing how miserable my job makes me. Most people don't understand how you can have money and be depressed. It's literally golden handcuffs when you make money doing something you don't feel respected or valued for. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of pressure to do what other high earners do. Buy a new...
Well, like smoke cocaine and... No, she did say that. Let me shut the fuck up. Sorry, carry on.
She literally said, buy a new build flat, drive luxury cars, wear expensive clothes, fixes cocaine.
Do you know they bang it?
I know, they do. Again, all of these things are bondage if you are not fulfilled by what you do. Mm. It just means having to do it for 30 plus more years to keep up with the payments and lifestyle.
Jesus.
Bloody hell. Yeah, so we asked what field she works in. Is it exhausting? Do you have a lot of responsibility? Yes, being on my salary is emotionally and psychologically exhausting. I'm a software developer within a finance firm where my manager is basically a snake. Oh my God.
My God.
He lies to my face and does things like encourage me to take vacations, then writes emails saying he's not had updates from me.
Do you know what
for
you
weeks
to do?
While
he
I'm
has
away.
He has put itching powder in his bum.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, in his seat. And
yeah. Even though I sent two updates before leaving, I had to write up a long detailed email to cover my ass. Every week is filled with anxiety. As a black gay woman, where I work is super isolating. There aren't any black people and it's common for colleagues to treat me as though I'm incompetent.
Mm-mm.
My company has also been called out for using their HR department to drive people out of their company when employees reported discrimination against minorities or sexual assault.
Oh
bloody
my God.
Hell.
Hellfire. But it seems that she's being really smart, saving her coins.
Yeah.
And looking for an escape plan. Because that's what money provides you. It does provide you an escape plan.
Yeah, it does.
But I, as with everything, it's not the key to happiness.
Yeah.
Because you see people who, trigger warning, like commit and take their lives and all sorts.
Mm.
Like, and I remember, who was it recently that passed away? Who was it recently, Jazz, that took their lives? Like a celebrity? I really can't remember now.
Yeah, neither can I.
But a celebrity did not recently, maybe the start of the year.
Mm.
And someone said something like, oh, but they were making this amount of money. Are you fucking mad? Money doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't know why people think money... that it means
exactly. And then someone made this really like poignant like graph, and it had like all these celebrities and how much they were worth. Like had Robin Williams.
Mm.
Robin Williams, that Donnie made Flubber. Is it Flubber or was it called?
I'm finished.
You know Flubber?
I think it was, yeah.
That I'm pretty sure that was like one of the highest grossing movies of one point in this life. Was it Flubber? Flubber.
But even Aladdin.
Fam, Donnie was raking. Film. He was like one of the most known actors in the entire world.
And Mrs. Doubtfire.
Literally.
Classics.
And like, people think that it equates to happiness. You can't you can't escape your demons that way. You can't. So when people when people do those kind of things, that really pisses me off.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm happy that sis can stack her coins and hopefully find something that fulfills her.
Yeah,
because that shit ain't easy.
No, it's not at all.
Because now she probably feels like she can't leave because now her parents are relying on her.
Yeah, because that's actually another thing she said. She said that she's considered moving her family and herself away from London somewhere cheaper and getting a regular job. But she said, I've also tried switching to a job that pays less, but I've reached a point of burnout where I can't even be asked to hold anymore.
Jesus.
So it's sort of like, seems like she's trapped.
Mm. God forbid, she'll be free in Jesus' name. But that's why I've low-key, I don't even know how this is going to sound on a podcast, but I've made my parents aware that they can't rely on me.
Mm.
because I'm going to hopefully leave this house soon. Mm. So there's certain things you can't ask me for everything. Because sometimes I feel like my parents treat me as their savings account.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll ask Victoria for £40. Then next week I'll ask her for £40. Then the next week I'll ask her for £40. Another £40. That's I've now saved, how much is that? 160?
Yeah.
I've saved £160. My parents have £160. Mm. But I'm the savings account.
Do they ask to borrow it, or do they ask if you have, I mean, do they have it?
Have it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not
connected. There's no borrowing.
My dad's actually quite good. Like, it depends. If it's a high amount, like if it's like 500, like over that, my dad would pay me back. Mm. Or I might just be like, Dad, I'm not paying rent this month. Mm. Because
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fair enough. But yeah, that's their same, because they have the coins. Mm. Because when uncle comes around, my dad's buying up beers. He's buying up vodka.
Costco.
Mm. So you do have to, that's where the £120 went. £160 went. So sometimes you have to prepare your parents to be like, yeah, I'm happy to give you money. Whoa, 100%. I live in this house. Mm. I have to contribute. I feel like that anyways. This is me, Victoria Sanusi. I'm not saying you don't have to contribute. I feel like I need to contribute to my household. Mm. Cool. But if you really believe, if you allow your parents to believe that they can codepend on you, you are their savings account. I'm telling you, you're their savings account. They're saving on you. Mm. They've saved a grand on you. Calm. Then when you leave, you're still paying their rent. Mm. I've made that perfect. I've made that abundantly clear. I'm not doing that. Maybe if I found some extra money, maybe I can. No. Because when my brother moved out, I was like, you're not paying this bill. Mm. You're paying, like, it's fine. You don't have to. Because he was like, he probably won't mind me saying this, but he was like, oh, I'm worried if I leave. Like, you know, how are they going to pay? I said, how are they going to pay? They're going to be fine. Mm. So, nah. Nah. You're believing their lies. It's fine.
I'm actually finished.
Because what they'll do, they'll just cut back. They won't be buying the vodkas no more.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like a must, isn't it? You can't. There's only so much you can do, especially as the child who's trying to go out into the world and have their own sort of life. And like when you have your own house, your own rent to pay, your own mortgage to pay, how can you also pay another's?
But a lot of parents believe that their children should be paying their bills. Like my brother moved out and me and him still pay the internet bill.
Wow.
No, there's one bill. I think it's the internet bill. Is it Sky?
Sky.
Wait, to be fair, he is using Sky his, so it's fine. Actually, let me double check if he's paying BT. If he is, that's actually quite peak, you know?
He is.
It's peak.
But you guys are good kids. You're really good kids.
No. I think we're doing all right. But Jazz, there's some parents, their adult kids are paying their bills, their mortgage, and they don't live with them. Mm. I can't lie. I've heard of that. That's
before.
So mean.
I've heard of that before.
The entitlement is sickening. Mm. And these parents have jobs. Mm. So where's your money going to then? I'm dragging you parents today. Where's your money going
to? It's going to enjoyment.
You're saving off your child. Then you have the nerve to go to your child's house. When are you marrying Funcare? When are you? I can't buy Funcare fucking ring because I'm paying your mortgage on.
But I think it's a case of when we leave uni and we've graduated and we get like a decent job, they then think that, wow, they're in a better position than I was. So that's why. That's probably why. Mm. But yeah, that's hard. Mm. That is so hard. Mm. I don't know if I should. Should I read the last bit? Or?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. So we asked, has it really helped you in terms of investing or building your future? She replied, yes and no. Yes, if you want to use your savings as a springboard to start a business or investing in property outside of London. Mm. I've been stacking like mad since I started my job. But a lot of my savings are in cash, which is not good. I've only started investing in 2020 because I didn't understand index funds. In brackets, she put less risky investments than individual stocks. And because work regulations make it tricky to invest, I'm trying to find an exit plan to break out of this dead job, which might mean investing in a property up north. Mm. And she said, no, if you plan on living in London, properties now average £750,000 and they rise really quickly. A new build flat eligible for Help to Buy is usually around 550K in zone 3 to 4. So having a high paying stressful job isn't a sustainable way to invest in a future in London, because one, you burn out and stop developing professionally, making you less employable elsewhere. Two, the stress and dependency added to the feeling of isolation will mess up your health. So you probably will have to deal with that down the line. You can buy a flat in London and rent it out as a way of paying the mortgage, but you have to be ready to cover the mortgage and expenses when the property is vacant or damaged from leaks. It's really risky. Side note, new build flats are low-key a scam. They are leasehold. Mm-hmm. She said they are leasehold. Some of them anyway. You just have to do your research. Not all new build flats are leasehold.
Most flats in general are leaseholds though.
Yeah, but some of them, I think they say it has to, for it to be decent, it has to be over 100 years. Or something like that. They are leasehold, which means you don't own them forever and can't build intergenerational wealth through them. They also usually come with high maintenance fees. Some that I've seen charge £3,000 to £4,000 a year, which works out to £335 a month. All's good when you're making money, but you have to consider what it'll be like when you're retired and don't have income.
But it depends on how you do it, because you can use property as a springboard to get up the ladder and take equity. So
yeah, that's what she said.
It's not always doom and gloom, because I think some people, not this person, but people be like, oh, buy a house. Hello, I don't have the money to buy a house. This country is so stingy, and they'll be like, your salary is too low to buy a house.
Yeah.
So I have to buy a flat. Also, guys, check out the Ultimate Guide group if you're looking to get into property and like all things adulting and finance. They talk about buying, and they're really transparent on there. And one of the girls on there was she works as a finance advisor, and she was on £150,000.
Wow. Can only dream.
Yes, can only dream. And she was saying how she bought her property. She got all the information on there. She's got a YouTube channel as well. I think she bought a four-bed house in, like, you know, like Dagenham-ish area. Okay. Like, maybe a Hornchurch-ish. So it's like Essex, London. She bought a four-bed. I was like, wow.
That's incredible.
That's mad.
Because what is that? £150,000 times your salary by 4.5. That is, sorry, I need to use a calculator. I can't do
Like, the only way to is, like, if your salary is too low, then they make you pay a bigger deposit.
675.
Yeah, so she's calm. Yeah. But you could have the money and be on 30K, and the UK is like, nah, sorry, hon. They used to go and find it. You have to find money to balance it out, which is just disgusting.
I really wonder how, like, house buying, the mortgage process works in America as well, because I feel
like, it goes easy.
Yeah. Honestly. 1 minute they're down and out, next minute they're buying a house. I'm like, how? Honestly, if you're down and out in this country, it will take you a good 2 to 5 years to get to a point where you can buy a house.
I feel like the UK doesn't.
That's even if you're lucky.
Yeah. I feel like the UK is actually designed, now anyways, so it's so hard to get generational wealth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they want to keep that status quo. Mm-hmm. They want to keep that. The rich get richer, the poorer get poorer, or stay where they are.
But I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not going to be a part of it. Not me. I'm breaking the curses.
Yeah, I'm breaking all the curses, I can't. We need to get this money. Mm. We need to get this money. Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of pressure, because I feel like I need to provide for myself. But then at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I need to think about when my parents get older, how they're going to navigate things. And I'm thinking, I need to think about some financial decisions that could work well as investments that will help not just me, but my parents in the long run. But then I'm thinking, hold on there a minute. Have I even bought this Giuseppe shoe that I wanted to buy? Do you know what I mean? Like, have I even treated myself to this good life?
Yeah. It's hard. You have to get to a point where it's like, you don't want to be sacrificing too much of your life, But equally, you do have to think about the future. You need to get that balance correct.
You do. It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Because I remember when I told you guys that I quit one job that made me depressed as hell, but I was getting paid well there. And what was I going to say? What were you talking about? Wow, my brain just...
We were talking about sacrifices.
Yes.
And balance.
So I was getting paid well there. And I was saving like a fucking lunatic. Like, when I say saving...
You should have been. Like, you should have been.
I was saving like my life depended on it. Any shortcut, I was taking it. I'm talking savings like 5p savings. I was saving. But...
Also, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Were you putting your savings into an ISA or was you just putting it aside in your account?
Oh, yeah, I'm putting it in a savings account.
Okay.
Yeah. I would never put it where I can see it.
Yeah.
What's that song where Drake said, I need to put you where no one can find you? If I can see my savings account, if I can, that's why.
Can you stop?
That's why I struggled to save in the first place. Because I can see, because when I got to £500 savings, I got confused.
Mm.
Well, I remember when I first started saving, I saw £500 and I was like, oh, I've got £500 extra. You even forget that this is savings.
Yeah.
Then I was like, put it aside.
Yeah, take when it you out see, of your account.
When you see it start stacking up, it even encourages more to save.
Yeah, it's true.
I remember when I told my friend how much I saved, like when I first started saving, she was like, we're on the same salary. I can do this too.
Mm.
Then she started saving. Oh, then she got good. She got her help to buy. And she was like, amazing. She was like, nah, Vic, if you didn't show me how much.
Oh,
I was like, yes.
That's sweet.
We have to. Because she was like, no, we're on the same salary. That means I can save as well. But I can't lie, she was doing the scavenger thing that I was doing.
Oh, is it?
And she's not, now she's not living a, now sister's living a very, you know what Tanya said? I live a very, very, very good lifestyle. Heidi Anodrina in your, sis is living a, sis is a motherfucking city girl. Sis is, oh my God, my friend is, sis is balling. Balling, like LeBron. Shit, man.
But that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to see.
But what was I saying? Yeah, when I was working that job, I was working there for about about a year. Two things. One, it made me... I was saving to the point where, I think I've said this on the pod, where instead of buying Oasis, I don't really drink fizzy drinks anyway. Mm-hmm. I do sometimes in the morning for energy. Which also I read on Twitter, people said, if you drink a fizzy drink after 10, after 1... You're a demon, a witch.
But before one, then a witch I am.
I drink, you know, sometimes like if I need energy, I will drink a fizzy drink.
Yeah, I know it's always Fanta as well.
Yeah, if I need a fizzy drink. I prefer drinking fizzy drinks in the evening, but if I need it in the morning, I will more than coffee. Anyways, before I used to like not to drink fizzy drink and save that £1.20. I used to have tea bags. That, you know, tea bags that are like fruity.
No.
And I'll have that and I pretend it's Oasis. That's how badly I was saving money.
Oh my gosh.
And do you know what? I don't advise that. I think live your life. I think live your life. However, I was so depressed.
Yeah, but you were successful in saving. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, whatever you want to say, you achieved it.
I didn't go on holidays for the whole year. Like, I wasn't living right. I wasn't living right. I knew I wasn't living right. Even when I look back to what I was wearing, I said, why was I dressing like this? I was on a really good salary. No, just, I was dressing like a, I don't even want to be rude to how I was dressed. No, I was dressing bad.
Really?
Even on nights out, I was like, this is me. And I have somewhat of a good fashion sense, I believe. I was like, why am I dressing like this?
I'm actually finished.
Because I was saving coins. And I remember, I think I had one wig maybe. And I didn't get my hair done like frequently. It just cane rows, repeat, cane rows, repeat, cane rows, repeat, cane rows, repeat.
So be it,
No, not so be it when you have the money there. But the good thing was... Oh yeah, I was going to say something. I can't remember what we were talking about before, but I was going to say, I just saw that Henry, the DJ, just posted this really cute thing that she's doing an event with Remy.
Oh, amazing. Remy Briggs.
And it's called Down South. This is probably going to be my Black excellence. I know we're working in a weird order today in our podcast. But it looks really cool. It's got like loads of female or women DJs on the lineup. And I looked at the tickets. It's only £9. My only issue is 9 p.m. I'm an old woman.
You're not old.
I won't make it.
But it's
on a Thursday.
But you know, it's about to be party season.
So what we're talking about before?
Everybody have to party. Everybody have to party.
Everybody have some good fun. What were we talking about before? It was really interesting as well.
Yeah, it was. Was it about your saving?
Yeah. So when I was depressed and that job was shit, I was like, fuck it. I even have money to go freelance. I'm going to go freelance. I've got to quit my job. And I've never been freelance before. Didn't know how that was going to work. So that really, really helped me. Really helped me. That the savings really helped me. I don't think I even used that much of it.
Oh, that's good.
But it really did help me. Like, it was like...
At least you had it as like a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm at a weird stage where it's like, I desperately want to break like those... I don't even want to say curses. Curses is a strong word, but it's like, I want to get to a point where, you know, I have something that... you know, my family owns an asset. Something that Kaya can have when she's older. And, you know, she's able to say, like, it sounds very sick, but I want my grandkids to be able to say.
To flex.
Yeah, I want my grandkids to be able to say, oh, my grandma died and she left me money. She left me money and I
bought a house.
Yeah, and I bought a house. Like, why can... Like, I want that for my seeds.
No, definitely.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard.
I told you the other day I saw this tweet and there was this woman and she was like, I bought a house, but those family members died in order for me to do this.
Ah.
I said, wow. But also respect the transparency.
Yeah. 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 I really, really want that. I want to be able to leave. So I don't want to be taking my money to my grave. For what?
I remember one time ago, I was thinking about, like, I'm not going to put too much pressure to leave, like, an empire. Because kids be crazy. My kid could be, like, the king of coke and could just snort that whole shit in 1 week.
I don't know why you...
Snort the whole empire.
Do you know, this is honestly, like, the third or fourth time you've had that concern.
Really?
Your child is not going to smoke it away.
Not my child. Not my child or my grandkids. Do you know why? Because my colleague said it to me once. Like, an old colleague said it to me about their friend. Their grandparent, no word of a lie, left them, I want to say, 50 grand. Or 25. I think it was 50 grand. And he snorted it all away.
No way. I would actually vomit. Do you know the way I would haunt? I would be haunting you like there's no tomorrow. Snorting away 50 grand.
Racism at work to get you money and you're snorting it.
Drinking literally herbal tea bags instead of fizzy drink. You're snorting it away.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I shouldn't go too hard. And I should buy my Giuseppes right now.
You know, you should be buying the Giuseppes.
I'm not gonna buy. Not just yet.
Not just yet. Maybe next year. But yeah, you need to enjoy as well. There definitely needs to be a balance. I don't know what the balance is. I don't know what the correct thing is.
I low-key think we should enjoy this life. Like, if you want something, get it, man. Because I regret not getting that Gucci bag and now it's gone forever now. Yeah. There's one particular Gucci bag I wanted.
I would only say that because I don't have the balance correct. So I've been at a point where I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Anything I want, I'm just going to get. But it's also like now I'm at a point where I'm like, actually, I should have just been putting things aside. Like, why?
But
why
Jess, you also live out. You have a child. It's hard, man.
I know it is hard, but it's like, I feel like I put extra pressure on myself. Like, that means I should be doing better. Do you get what I mean? Because I have a child, I should be doing
better.
But
then you're going to be tired all the time.
I know, but I'm already tired. I'm already tired. So I'm like, I might as well be tired and saving.
Also, I feel like savings is something else people don't talk about. You need to just have a high salary. And also, you just need to have a side hustle. Those are the two key aspects of it.
It's true.
And when I say high salary, it doesn't even need to be like 50. You could be on 30 and save. Depends on how you maneuver. Maybe live at home or
Depends on all those factors.
Or or whatnot. Like maybe you don't have to have one bedroom flat to yourself. Maybe you rent with a friend who you know and trust, or a sibling. Do you know what I mean? There's other ways to maneuver it. Because you be watching videos, they say, oh, you know, don't go to Costa. Meanwhile, they're going to Costa. These people that tell you don't go, yeah, they're going to Costa. They'll say, oh, yeah, don't go to Costa. You know, do your weekly shop. You know, don't ever eat out. Delete delivery. I'm just going to live a life of sadness. Yeah. And for what?
I can't be doing that.
Because sometimes, what are you saving for? Because it's not everybody's goal to buy. Because maybe your goal is to buy a car. And you want to put that down payment of $2,000. Okay, maybe sometime, maybe sacrifice for the next 3 months.
Yeah, like say 3 months of hard saving.
Maybe take on my herbal tea advice. And do that for 3 months. And then get your car. And then after you buy your car, get your Giuseppe's, live your best lifestyle. I do think people should live their best lifestyle more and stop suffering. This is my own advice from how I used to live.
Thank you very much for your advice. On that note, I guess we should get into Black Excellence. Yeah, sure. You've already done yours.
Yeah.
Or did you want to do another one?
No, that's cool.
One of mine is the lovely Ray Black. She has just announced that her first album, Access Denied, we now know the name of it. Access Denied will be out September 17th and it's out for pre-order right now. Support the girl. She's doing amazing things.
I was going to send you that actually, because when I saw it, I was like, oh, Jazz was asking as well. And also,
a 14-year-old called Zayla Avant-Garde of Louisiana is the first Black American champion of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Love to see it. Have you seen her latest quote, her latest interview?
No.
She's like, Spelling Bee is actually my side hustle. My main thing is basketball. I was like, yes, of course.
I am finished. Amazing.
The flex is different. Yeah. The flex is absolutely different. On the last note, come on, England.
Come on, England. Is it coming home? We'll know when this episode is out.
When this episode drops, we'll know. Just shout out to Sterling.
Yeah, shout out to my boy.
Don't really know the rest of them, but shout out to Sterling. One thing I do like about footballers, I can't lie to you guys, there's not even an inch in my body that likes football. I just can't even watch it. Not even for the memes. Because I would watch it for the... just can't. But I love when you hear their backstory. Like Sterling lived literally 5 minutes from the Wembley Stadium when it was built. Was it when it was built? Am I wrong? Am I right?
I don't know.
I don't even know, man. I could be trying shit.
But I did but I know see he lived something like 5 minutes, where he said... like he had to, his mum and his sister had to take like 3 buses with him to go to training every day.
Yeah.
That is dedication.
Mm. And he's been doing it for a time. Like I think he was like 15 and he had like this, he was playing for one team. I don't know the team, boy. I remember reading this. I said,
you can tell we're not into football, isn't
it? Why would I? I'm telling you lot, I don't know a single thing. But I do love reading about their stories. I'm like, I love reading football.
Oh my God. They always have inspiring stories. Yeah. And I think that's what I love. Mm. Obviously, a lot of people hate them. But also, it's the rich people. Rich people hate footballers because they're working class and they're rich. That is why. So that is why I love footballers. Because they always come from these, they always have these stories, working hard, training every day. Talented, and look at where they are, literally earning millions.
We love to see it.
Yeah, love to see it.
I remember Sterling was 15 and making $500,000.
Mad.
When my child is ready, I need to make sure that foot is working properly, bruv. We've got money to make.
Project Mbappe, as they say.
Because like I remember the son. I'm gonna see you on Monday. Don't worry. I'm gonna fucking see you on Monday morning.
No, but it's even annoying me. Like, what's been annoying me is like these newspapers. All they're putting is Harry Kane on the front. Harry Kane.
I don't even know who that is.
Harry Kane. Where's Sterling?
Okay, is Harry Kane the leader? Is he the captain? Is he the badge wearer?
He is the captain. Don't get me wrong. He's the captain. Okay, cool. But
you didn't score the goals.
Exactly. You didn't score all the goals.
Who scored all the goals?
Sterling has literally scored, I think in the last three games, he scored a goal, the first goal in each.
So why can't you not put the goal scorer? I don't know. What's his position? Is it forward? Is it midfield?
Striker, I think. Because he's the one that actually strikes the ball. He strikes it in.
What is Kane doing?
Kane is, I think he's also a striker.
What does the captain, is the organiser?
I don't even know what the captain does. Because I'm like, what's the manager there for?
Just because you're, exactly. What's his name, Southgate?
Gareth Southgate. Listen, why are people pretending that he's a Zaddy?
Let me see Southgate. Southgate.
People are pretending. Surely.
Who's the pet?
Surely you're pretending.
Do you know who's adorable though? I saw this video of, what is his name? Oh my God, I forgot his name now.
I don't know how people Bakoya? Can. Oh yeah, yeah. Is Saka.
No. Bukoya?
Bukoya Saka.
That's it. And he was with a guy called, is it Jack? Jake?
Jack Grealish?
That's it. They were chatting up some girls. And I found it really cute. I don't know. Oh. They just look, because they look tiny. They look like 23-year-olds. And I was like, oh, this young. Is cute. I was like, go on, lads. But yeah, I find that really cheeky. I was like, oh, this is cute. I know everyone's obsessed with that Jack guy right now. He just looks to me like, there's a meme that's saying that he looks like, what's that white woman? How can I say what's that white woman?
Yeah, I need to know more.
From Love Actually. No, you don't like that. You wouldn't. No. Pride and Prejudice. Keira Knightley.
Oh, okay.
People are saying that he looks like her in Benedict Beckham. Anyways, I'm Googling Southgate to see what he looks like.
Yeah.
Well, Southgate, he used to be a player, innit?
I don't know.
Okay.
What
are the rest of the lads looking like? Because this must be the Zaddy of the Zaddy. Because,
but how are you lot going to tell me that he is Zaddy and what's his name? What's his name?
He's alright.
The health secretary. What's the name?
Just get out of here.
What's the name again? How can I forget his name?
Matt Hancock.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Oh wow, Southgate. Yeah, get into it. Get into it.
He looks a little bit like Captain America there, I'll be honest.
Get into it. You're Southgate. Come on. How old are you? No, come on. He's 50. Just no piss off. He looks good. He looks good.
I didn't expect him to be 50.
He looks good. People did agree with you on the Matt Hancock thing on TikTok.
Thank you very much.
A lot of people did say that you needed prayers. Someone said that you needed to do an apology video. But mostly it was people saying that you needed prayers. But some people agreed with you.
Yeah. I saw the very few of us were in agreement, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No. The Sun, I will see you on Monday because you once called Raheem Sterling a flop in 2016.
A flop?
There was an article where they said that because he had bedazzled his sink or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, they said something like England flop Sterling. I said, how you call it? I said, okay, I'll see you on Monday.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see you on Monday.
We'll see what they're saying.
Yeah, we'll see you on Monday.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living.
Yeah.
Catch us on Twitter and Instagram at Black Girls Living. My account is jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm on Vic Sunisi on Instagram, Victoria Sunisi on Twitter. You can follow us on TikTok where we're nearly about to hit 17,000 followers. Wait, have we now? Let me just double check. No, we haven't. We're about to. You can follow us there. And then also, please give us a review on the Apple Podcast app if you're listening. That would be really, really appreciated. That's it. Have a lovely week.